الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this wonderful silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. And as you know, we are discussing different aspects which affect the life of a Muslim and how to become a sincere, practicing Muslim, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we go into today's discussion, also a very important discussion that affects each and every one of us, let us make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching the silsila for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out, so that you can record the important madani pearls of advices and perhaps refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amount of durud-e-pak or salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites durood or salat upon me 100 times at night and the day of Jumu'ah of Friday, Allah azza wa jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of those needs of this world, and Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will send that salat, that durood to my qabr, to my grave, as gifts are presented to you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We all have needs. We have wants as well, but we have needs, certain things that we are needy of. If we want those needs to be fulfilled, one of the ways is the recitation of salawat and durood-e-pak. So instead of engaging in unnecessary conversations and useless activities which have no true benefit for us, rather we engage in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the recitation of salawat and durud-e-pak. Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure you must be waiting to listen to what is our topic of discussion, and that is, our theme is regarding the importance of Islamic knowledge. That's correct. There are different kinds of uloom out there, different sciences, different subjects as well. And above all of them, what is priority for you and me as Muslims, as believers, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is Islamic knowledge, Islamic teachings and Islamic guidelines as well. Listen to this thought-provoking parable. Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab bin Atta Khaffaf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that during the Khilafah of the Banu Umayyah, Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Farrukh rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he went towards Khurasan from Madinatul Munawwara, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zima, to Khurasan, which is very far away. And he went to guard the boundaries of Islam. He went away for a very long period of time. In fact, for approximately 27 years. He leaves his family. He leaves his wife. And at that moment in time, his wife was pregnant. She was expecting. And he leaves her with 30,000 dinars. Dinars, it was part of the currency of that time. It was gold coins. How we have dirhams, pure silver coins, and dinars, pure gold coins. So he leaves his honorable wife with 30,000 dinars and he goes. And remember, she is expecting at that moment in time. After 27 years, he returns to Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. He reaches his home and he knocks on the door. He tries to push the door open and out comes a young man, Sayyiduna Rabi'a Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi. He is armed and he says, O person, O bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to attack my home? Sayyiduna Farooq Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, no, I don't want to attack your home. This is my home. What are you doing here and who are you? They begin to argue because they don't know each other. First time they are seeing each other. Nevertheless, they are about to fight with each other. The neighbors, they overhear and they see this incident. They quickly come and they intervene. The famous Sayyidina Malik bin Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and other people who find out about this incident and this argument, they quickly make their way over there and they also intervene and they interrupt Sayyidina Abdul Rahman Farooq rahmatullah ta'ala ali. And they mention, they ask, who are you? He says, my name is Farooq. This is my home. All this time, his honorable wife is in the home, near the window, and she's hearing this conversation. And when she hears Farooq, and she sees, she identifies. From the window, she says that, this is my husband. He has been away to defend the boundaries of Islam. And finally, he has arrived. And the other person, that is my son, with whom he is arguing, Rabi'a. Rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, subhanallah azza wa jal. He was in my womb when Farooq, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, went out to guard the boundaries, subhanallah azza wa jal. And both father and son, they were delighted, they were shocked. They hugged each other and they became very joyful with tears of joy streaming down their cheeks, subhanallah azza wa jal. After having a meal, Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman Farooq rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi asks his honorable wife, those 30,000 dinars that I had given you, where are they? She replies that, I have invested it somewhere. I have buried it somewhere in such a place that after a few days, we will retrieve that. So, in the meantime, Sayyiduna Rabi'a rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he goes towards the masjid to conduct a halqa, a class, because he is a teacher. He is a great alim, subhanallah azza wa jal. He sits there and he conducts his class, his lessons with his students. And Sayyiduna Farooq, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, makes his way to the masjid to perform salah. So from a distance, he can see there is a halqa, a lesson taking place with so many students. And they are sitting so respectfully and listening with full concentration. And from a distance, he sees the teacher, but he doesn't recognize because he's a little far away. And he sees this handsome young man who's teaching so many students who are sitting respectfully and listening to their ustad, to their honorable teacher. So Sayyidina Farooq, rahmatullah ta'ala, and he asks another person that, who is that teacher there? Allahu Akbar. And that individual says that he is Rabi'a. He is the son of Abu Abdul Rahman Farooq. When Sayyidina Farooq rahmatullah ta'ala ali heard this, he became ecstatic. He became overjoyed. And he said that, what a great status that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon my son. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He then goes back home and says to his honorable wife, that today I have seen the status of our son. He is an ocean of Islamic knowledge. And his wife says that, do you really want to know where those 30,000 dinars are? Listen to me. I spent all of that money to provide your son with Islamic knowledge. When he heard this, he says, wallahi, by Allah Azza wa Jal, You did the right thing. You did not waste my money, but rather you spent it in the correct manner. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we all know that when it comes to schooling, college, university, large amounts of wealth or money is needed for the education of our children, our kids. And why not? We want what is best for our children, am I right? Of course, we want to see our children growing up to become independent adults, practical Muslims. But let's be honest to ourselves. The amount of energy and investment that we spend on our children when it comes to secular education, worldly education, compare that to the amount of time and energy and investment that we place in our children regarding Islamic knowledge. What is the comparison? This we ask ourselves as parents or grandparents or seniors of the family. Let us understand something, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent us into this world for a specific purpose, to worship Him Azza wa Jalla and to prepare for the hereafter, the first stage of which is the grave. Tomorrow we leave this world, what legacy are we leaving behind for our children? Are we just ensuring that from a worldly perspective they are successful, that they become professionals, whether it's doctors or lawyers or electricians or whatever profession it is, are we ensuring that much only? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, educate your children, empower your children with authentic knowledge so they become professionals, so that they can earn a halal income, a permitted income. They can look after their families. They can live a more or less comfortable life within the ambit of Islamic teachings. Not a problem. However, please, a humble Madani request, that we prioritize and we give priority to Islamic knowledge. Remember that it is mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 39. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Of course they are not. On one side is knowledge, on the other side is ignorance. And our deen places so much of emphasis on seeking Islamic knowledge, in particular Fard Ulum. What is Fard Ulum? It is the basic necessary knowledge that every Muslim male and female must possess. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a famous hadith, that it is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female to seek knowledge. Knowledge of Islam includes aspects of salah, zakah, hajj, fasting in Ramadan, fulfilling each other's huquq, each other's right. If a person is into business and trading, then Islam has taught us the guidelines and the principles for this. We need to learn that as well. We need to learn about the spiritual diseases like jealousy, like arrogance, pride, showing off, and so many others. We need to learn about the sins that are out there, minor and major, and the ways to avoid them or to get rid of them. We need to learn about those actions which lead to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn how to safeguard our iman. And we always say this, our honorable scholars, ulama kiram, time and time again, they remind us that iman is the most prized possession, the most valuable asset of a believer. If this is lost, everything is lost. The only way to enter paradise is if a person passes away with iman in this world. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, the belief, the faith of our families, our children, and our future generations. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, the gist of what I have discussed now is that yes, empower your kids with worldly education. Not a problem. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami your Dawood Islami has started Darul Madina a few years back. Darul Madina schooling system incorporates worldly education or secular education in an Islamic ethos, in an Islamic environment, along with other fard ulum to the children as well. Because when the kids are little, that's the time to mold them. That's the time to make their minds and to ingrain Islamic knowledge, Islamic teachings. And your Madani channel is doing this because your Madani channel is an electronic preacher, electronic muballigh. And the different Madani activities, facilities that's offered by Dawood Islami is helping us in achieving this, that we prioritize Islamic knowledge above all other knowledges as well. The glorious Quran has mentioned in many ayat, many verses regarding the status of the scholars of Islam and regarding Islamic knowledge in particular. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 18, it is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman, that Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship but Him. And so did the angels and those of knowledge while maintaining justice. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The father of A'la Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has said that three virtues of knowledge have been proven from this blessed verse. Firstly, Allah Azza wa Jal has made mention of the Islamic scholars with Himself and the angels. Secondly, He Azza wa Jal has made the Islamic scholars witnesses of His oneness, similar to the angels, and has declared their testimony to be the evidence of him being the one who is the only one worthy of worship. And thirdly, the testimony of these Islamic scholars has also been considered as authentic, like the testimony of the angels. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Also in Surah Al-Mujadala, verse 11, it is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah will raise the excellent believers amongst you and those who are given knowledge to high ranks. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Think about this. You know, we all look for, okay, not all of us, but many of us are looking for that status in society, that influence in society. And we feel that if my child, if my kid grows up and becomes a certain professional or becomes an expert in a certain profession, then he will have a certain status or rank in society. But true rank and true status is a person's worth in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if I don't have Islamic knowledge, if I don't know those Islamic guidelines, what will happen to me in the hereafter? Because all the other knowledges and sciences of this world, when we pass away, they will not benefit us. If we have Islamic knowledge, we will know how to perform our salah correctly. Because on the day of judgment, the first action that you and I as believers, as Muslims, will be questioned about is salah. And if that is incomplete, if we missed our salahs, if we read them incorrectly, what will be our condition then? Allahu Akbar. Do you see where knowledge comes into play? We all know knowledge is power. And the Islamic teaching is seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. We are never too old to seek knowledge. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Madrasatul Madina for grown-ups is also established by Dawati Islami. And if you don't have one near you, then Madrasatul Madina online is also available and you can check it out via our website dawatislami.net. So, knowledge of Islam is very important. Yes, knowledge of general aspects of living we should know as well. When we have knowledge, they say knowledge is power. So when we have knowledge, we know the fire burns. The baby doesn't have knowledge of this. So they will be attracted by the glow of this fire and perhaps go towards it. Allah will protect our kids. But this is the reality. If you know these things will harm me, the drugs, alcohol, gambling, whatever is prohibited in Islam, it's for our own good. Yes. Look at the alcoholism out there and the destructions that it leads to. Look at the drugs, look at the nightclubs and the gambling and so many evils out there. Where does it end? What is the result and consequences of those societies, those families, those individuals? Their lives are destroyed. Their lives are in shatters. Allahu Akbar. But if we obey Allah Azza wa Jal, we obey the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we will have a more peaceful life. Because essentially, this is what we all want. Muslim or not Muslim, we all want happiness in our life. Am I right? We want peace in our life. We want contentment of heart, peace of mind. But if we are doing those things that are against the guidelines of Islam, it will be unnatural. And then we will have those worries and those stresses unnecessarily in our lives. Back to a very beautiful narration mentioned in Nuqutul Qulub by Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he says that, since we were talking about status and rank, he says that the status of the Islamic scholars, the ulama, will be elevated 700 times more than the status of ordinary believers. More than 700 times. And furthermore, he says, there is a distance of 500 years between every two levels. Allahu Akbar. 700 levels. 700 times their status will be elevated over the ordinary believers, and the distance between two levels is 500 years. Can we even just imagine that? Allahu Akbar. This is true status. The status, the rank, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, the person who leaves his home to gain Islamic knowledge is in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal until he returns. Other narrations mention that if you go out in search of Islamic knowledge, the pure angels, they spread their wings beneath the feet of this person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The fish in the ocean and other creatures and creations of Allah Azza wa Jal make dua for that student who is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal studying Islamic knowledge. Now, perhaps Islamic sisters out there, or kids out there, or Islamic brothers who are working will feel or will think that I'm working, I'm busy, I don't have time to, you know, to go to madrasa or to seek a knowledge of Islam. Dawud Islami has made it so simple, so easy for us. When you're watching the silsilas, the episodes, the programs on Madani channel, then make that intention that, you know, I'm a student of deen, I'm a student of Islam, and whatever I'm learning, I'm going to practice upon this. That I'm listening to this silsila, or I'm participating in the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawat Islami, or in a dars from the books of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, or Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department of Dawat Islami. I'm doing all of this to seek knowledge of deen. So you will be a student of deen. We are all students of deen, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. When it comes to dars, reading out 5 to 7 minutes only from one of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tam Barakatum Al-Aliyah's books or booklets, or a booklet of Maktabatul Madina, we should try to implement this in the home. This is one very, very beneficial way, a beneficial way of creating an Islamic environment at home, what we call a Madani environment, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Just by reading out from one of the books or booklets of Dawat Islami, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, these books and booklets are designed to help us to reform ourselves. All the time, we will be seeking knowledge of Islam, yes. But in the meantime, we will be learning the adab, the sunan, the etiquettes and the manners in how we should conduct ourselves as Muslims. And give each one, each family member a turn to speak, to give out the dars, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This knowledge of Islam, knowledge of Deen, it is part of the legacy of the Prophet alayhim wasalam. They don't leave behind wealth or properties. They leave behind knowledge, knowledge of Deen. Because it is this knowledge that will assist us, that will help us in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well. It is this knowledge that will help us to recognize the tricks, the traps, and the deceptions of Shaitan, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us against Iblis and all his followers as well. There's a beautiful narration that says, if Allah Azza wa Jal wants goodness for somebody, then Allah Azza wa Jal gives that person understanding of Deen. Understanding of Deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We need to make up our minds that no matter in what level of society that we are in, whether we are part of the government or we are part of, you know, whatever job we are doing, whatever profession we are, that we must make up our mind. I must give priority. I have to make some time. I have to take out some time from my busy life to seek knowledge of Islam. In them days, the Khalifas, the kings, many of them, they understood this fact that knowledge of Islam is most important. It is vital. Listen to this parable. Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, he was a very pious, upright and educated king. And he knew the value and respect of knowledge. Knowledge of Islam in particular. Once he humbly requested Imam Qisai, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, one of the great scholars of the time, to educate his son, Ma'mun Rashid. So, this great Imam, Imam Qisai, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that, I won't come to your palace to teach him. Your son must come to my home. The king said, yes, of course. The king requested, but please, no matter how many students are there, can you please teach him first? He's the prince. Imam Qisai, this great Imam, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that, although he is the prince, but I'm going to treat him like my other students. And first come, first serve. Whichever student arrives first, I will teach them first. So Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, he agreed. His son started to go to Imam Qisai, rahmatullah ta'ala ali, this great Imam, to learn knowledge of Deen. After some days, Khalifa Harun al-Rashid, he goes with his guards and his ministers, and they going through the city of his area, and they passing the house of Imam Qisai rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, of the great Imam rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and he sees that Imam Qisai rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi is washing his feet, and his son, the prince Ma'mun Rashid, is pouring the water. The king gets furious. Why do you think? Allahu Akbar. Look at the mentality of our pious predecessors. He gets furious. He dismounts his horse. He marches towards his son. And he says that, is this the way to show respect? You have two hands. Use one hand to pour the water and the other hand to wash the feet of your teacher. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, in today's time, we don't give the due respect to Islamic knowledge, the due importance. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, our Islamic brothers out there, our Islamic sisters out there, remember the mother's lap is the first school, the first madrasa for the child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It all depends on you as a mother, and of course the father as well, to train the children and to ingrain in them, to give them that Islamic teachings, those Islamic guidelines. Because from small, this is the time that we need to make their minds. Because their minds are very vulnerable. Once they become mature, once they become adolescents, teenagers, then a lot of external factors will influence their minds. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, rather we follow in the footsteps of the pious ones, the Sahaba Ikram Alihim Ridwan, and of course, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and we give that priority, we give that due respect and honor and importance to Islamic knowledge while studying other things. But priority is here. We need to emphasize on this. Our Holy Path Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi had reached Baghdad Sharif in his childhood to gain Islamic knowledge. Other awliya Allah as well. The father of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was himself not highly educated, but he understood the importance of Islamic knowledge. And therefore, he arranged for his two sons, Ahmad Ghazali and Muhammad Ghazali, rahimahumullah ta'ala, to be taught in Sharia, in Tariqah as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And he invested, he saved up and he invested a lot of wealth in his sons for the attainment of the Islamic knowledge. And today, who doesn't know the great Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? Who doesn't know the great Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? The great Ghawth-e Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi? Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, had completed his nazara, his recitation of looking into the glorious Quran without hifz at the age of 4 years and 6 months. And by the time he reached 13 years old, in fact, 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, he had completed all the necessary ulum and sciences of his time. And he received the degree of completion and graduation at the tender age. Allahu Akbar. With knowledge, we are able to save ourselves from the fire. The glorious Quran mentions, O you who believe, save yourselves and your family members from the fire, whose fuel is men and stones. Surah At-Tahrim, verse 6. Now, if we don't have knowledge on how to save ourselves, like I gave the example of the fire, if we don't have knowledge of the properties of fire and its ability to destroy or harm or hurt, then we will destroy ourselves. Likewise, the fire of Jahannam is very real. It exists. While we are speaking, it already exists. Jannah and Paradise also already exists. And that fire is for its fuel, the fuel of which is men and stone, the glorious Quran is telling us. The glorious and blessed hadith mentions, Kullukum ra'in, that each of you is a shepherd, and you are accountable for your flock, for your dependents. And what does dependence mean? The great scholars have mentioned, whoever is under our care, our supervision, like a student is under the care of the teacher, the children are under the care of the parents, the citizens are under the care of the ruler of the country or the city. In this manner, we as parents in particular, we need to take heed of this. Let us rather train our children towards or incline them towards liking Islamic knowledge and giving priority to this. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has established Jami'atul Madina, which is the Alim course, and has over 26,000 students, men and women, boys and girls, separately as well. And you are also requested to please join or enroll or get your children enrolled. You will not regret it. Because when a person passes away, everything is cut off from him besides three things. Sadaqah Jariyah, which is recurring rewards. Knowledge which somebody is benefiting from. And pious children that make dua for him. If our children know their deen, they will make dua for us. We can still benefit from them even after we pass away. Please make up our minds and give priority to Islamic knowledge. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove the veils from our eyes, our hearts, our minds, and we give more priority and importance to Islamic knowledge. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam, the way of life, it's a mercy from Allah, it's a